This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. 7th Social Security Day marked in the country, organizing various programs. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces to expand its scope of social security. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Varadeva urges Nepal's newly appointed ambassadors and exporters to prioritize economic diplomacy. Election Commission urges voters to have enthusiastic participation in December 1st local level by elections. And Israel strikes southern Beirut ahead of Security Cabinet meeting on Hezbollah ceasefire. Now the news in detail. The 7th Social Security Day has been marked in the country today, organizing various programs. Addressing a program organized by the Social Security Fund to observe the Social Security Day today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announced to expand the scope of social security. The Prime Minister shared that any contributor whose medical treatment costs exceed 100,000 rupees, 50% of the total expense would be borne by the fund. The Prime Minister said the expanded new facility would be available after 90 days. The head of the government also reiterated that the government is committed to implementing fundamental rights of the citizens guaranteed by the Constitution. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also awarded major contributors and service providers under the Social Security Fund. Likewise, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Vandari, said the ministry has formed a committee to resolve the complications to implement the Social Security Plan. Addressing the program to mark the 7th Social Security Day, Minister Vandari stated that the ministry is working to resolve the policy and legal topics impeding in updating the fund's plans. Similarly, Health Minister Pradeep Podel said the fund's programs are aimed at covering the economic and social risk of all workers by including them in the fund. Meanwhile, addressing a program organized by the General Federation of Nepali Trade Unions to mark the 7th Social Security Day today, Prime Minister Oli said the trade unions have a remarkable contribution to the establishment of the Social Security Fund. Prime Minister Oli also stated that attractive job opportunities and different forms of policy for agricultural revolution would be created in the country. Also speaking on the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel viewed that the scope of social security should be expanded in the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Varadeva has urged Nepal's newly appointed ambassadors and exporters to prioritize economic diplomacy. Speaking at an interaction at the Foreign Affairs Ministry today with the newly appointed ambassadors and exporters, the Foreign Affairs Minister said the ministry has prioritized economic diplomacy on a policy level to achieve the country's development. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rara asked the ambassadors to attract investment in Nepal from the host countries and promote Nepal's exports by unveiling the country's business potential. The minister also called on Nepal's business persons and entrepreneurs to make their goods competitive in the international market. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has clarified that the government will not accept loans under the Belt and Road Initiative BRI. Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, said that the government would not take loans but could sign grant agreement under the BRI during Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's upcoming official visit to China. Addressing a program in Dhulikhel today, Communication Minister Gurung reiterated that the government would accept grants under the BRI project and it would be beneficial for Nepal as BRI projects have been implemented as game-changer projects in countries implementing them. The Election Commission has urged all voters to participate in the voting process of December 1st local level by elections enthusiastically. Election Commission spokesperson Nita Pokhrel said a meeting of the commission held today decided to ask government for the arrangement of voting to the employees working in government organizations by granting special leaves or through other alternatives. The commission urged the government to grant public holiday on the day of election in the local levels where by-elections are said to be held. Stakeholders have urged the concerned bodies to address issues concerning the Sikta irrigation project. The project of a national pride has been in limbo for the past 2 decades due to policy issues. During discussions with the representatives of the Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives, the locals and stakeholders concerned stressed the need for accelerating the project at the earliest. Committee member Thakur Goyri said the project is for the interest of the people in Baki and the encroachment issue at the canal area should be resolved through coordination with the local levels. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tele ne majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, is to assist in the reconstruction of the Kabri Valley Integrated Water Supply Scheme that was damaged by the rain-induced disasters occurred in late September this year. The ADB's commitment for support to the water supply scheme was made following a discussion on Monday between ADB officials, including its Council Director for Nepal, Arnold Kokas, and Dhulikhel Municipality Mayor Ashok Banju. Mayor Banju shared that ADB has pledged to prepare the detailed project report and to provide financial assistance for the reconstruction of the project. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. Israeli strikes have hit Beirut's southern suburbs after its military issued an evacuation order in the area. The Israeli Defense Forces has not commented yet. According to the BBC, the strikes were launched ahead of a meeting with Israel's Security Cabinet on Tuesday to discuss a 60-day ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israeli troops began a land invasion of Lebanon almost 2 months ago in response to almost a year of rocket attacks from Hezbollah. The deal would reportedly see Israeli troops gradually withdraw from Lebanon while Hezbollah would move away from the Israeli border. However, it is said that any ceasefire in Lebanon would not directly affect Israel's war in Gaza, which began after Hamas launched its attacks on 7 October last year and had seen more than 44,000 Palestinians killed. Security forces have used live fire and tear gas at supporters of Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who managed to raise deep choke in Islamabad's Red Zone, where most government buildings are located. Thousands of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI party members are protesting for the release of the jailed former Prime Minister. Azira cited Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi as saying the army has been deployed in the Red Zone after the Constitution's Article 245 was invoked. More than 4,000 protesters have been arrested so far. Khan has been behind bars for more than a year and is facing more than 150 criminal cases. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kushi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kushi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 7th Social Security Day marked in the country, organizing various programs. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli announces to expand the scope of social security. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva urges Nepal's newly appointed ambassadors and exporters to prioritize economic diplomacy. Election Commission urges voters to have enthusiastic participation in December 1st local level by elections. And Israel strikes southern Beirut ahead of security cabinet meeting on Hezbollah ceasefire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.